Life Above Everything is a major exhibition at the Irish Museum of Modern Art. It brings together the work of the renowned painter of the human form, Lucian Freud, and our own Jack B. Yeats. Freud has a permanent presence at Emma through a 5-year loan of his work in the new gallery. And though Freud and Yeats painted in very different styles, Freud was a great fan of Yeats's work. In fact, he kept one of his drawings beside his bed. The Emma Show brings together a substantial number of oil paintings by both painters, as well as works on paper sourced in both public and private collections. David Dawson, artist and longtime studio assistant to Freud, was instrumental in the selection for this exhibition, and earlier today he and I walked around the show at Emma. We started with the Jack B. Yeats drawing, The Dancing Stevedores, which is the work that Lucian Freud had hanging above his bed for 20 years. I asked David Dawson what he saw in the Yeats drawing.
So yes, this was by Lucian's bed, and what it is two men sort of dancing on the gangplank, a group of people frowning and looking with slight disdain at them, but it's just so full of life, this drawing. And I remember Lucian always saying how much it's about the great things in life. It's very high-spirited, it's graphic in the sense, it tells a story. And Lucian just very, very much enjoyed living with it, which is always a very good sign of what art can do.
Yeah, and I think that idea of the high-spiritedness is quite interesting, because it's the title of this exhibition, if you like, Life Above Everything.
Yeah.
That is something that was actually said about Yeats himself. Do you think it was something to which Freud ascribed, this idea of life above everything? And I suppose we're talking about life in paintings more than anything else, are we?
Yes. Lucian, you know, spent his whole life painting. You know, he painted every single day. He'd get up very early in the morning, have the model there by 8 a.m., work through to the afternoon, and then have a rest in the afternoon. In the evenings, we'd start a night picture with another model, work all through to midnight, 1 in the morning. And he did this 7 days a week, every day of the year. So for him, painting was life. Painting was what he did every minute of the day, almost. And he felt to make anything of any quality and anything that's of any value, you really had to push more than anything to explore and to get something quite original out of that. And he could spot that in Yeats. And that's with this exhibition, is my initial idea was to pull the two together, was just to show, as I'm an artist myself, was to show that painters always look at other artists. Painters always get, you know, find inspiration and knowledge from art. And that's the sort of concept of the show, really, is just to pull two artists together that Lucian had admiration for.
Yeah, and the fact that he would have that drawing over his bed for 20 years, now I don't know what his habits were in terms of paintings or other people's work hanging about his house or his studio or wherever, but to have something there for 20 years, does that tell us something?
It tells you that there's great quality in the work, and it's that quality that Lucian kept going back to. You know, Lucian's studio is in his house where he lived, and he did have an amazing collection himself. You know, in the bedroom, there was this by the bed. There was the most, probably one of the best Bacon paintings at the bottom of the foot of the bed, called The Buggers. There was two Degas sculptures, two Rodin sculptures, Auerbach paintings and drawings. So this was in his bedroom. You know, so this is what he woke up to every single day. And it's quality. It's coming back to the same work, and it feeds you time and time again. And it basically comes down to that sort of high-spirited, this is what life is, we only have one life. Lucian wasn't interested in the afterlife. He was interested in today and being and working and putting that energy into paint. And he gave you everything through his paint.
Well, look, that drawing is clearly a great starting point for us. But let's move upstairs to look at another room in the exhibition where I think we can make some more comparisons between the work of the two men, in fact, Jack B. Yeats and Lucian Freud.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've moved upstairs in the exhibition now, David, and a room where, even as you walked in, you said, wow, they're really sitting well together, the two painters here, Lucian Freud and Jack B. Yeats. I think part of it is quite simply in subject matter. Yeah. I mean, if we're looking across here, we're looking at Lucian Freud a double portrait, figure lying down flat with a dog across the arm, both of them sleeping. And then we look at the Jack B. Yeats painting, The Sleeping Drover in Ballinasloe. I mean, that's really, we're really looking at, they could be brothers or sisters or ancestors of each other, couldn't they?
They're very sympathetic to each other, aren't they? And that was a rather nice surprise about pulling the paintings together. So this is, in a sense, is a room that you'd, on the ground floor, that you'd walk into first, I feel. Mm. And it gives you a very, very nice balance of Lucien and Yeats together. And it's a rather nice coincidence that, you know, this painting of Yeats with two people at the bar, I'm not sure of the title, but reading a newspaper or something.
Yeah, The Bus by the River actually is that one, yeah.
And this one of Mick Tobin, who's with, you know, wearing his tweed cap.
Yeah, that's a Freud.
Freud
there, yeah.
It's just a nice conversation between artists. And, you know, it's not about comparing, but it's just a sort of a sympathy with each other. And I rather like that with artists, that you can, that they can have a conversation.
And there were also a number of the of Jack B. Yeats paintings. There was a list of seven that Freud had chosen, yes, for a friend. Just tell me a little bit about the story of those seven paintings, because I think one of those is actually hanging behind us in this room as well.
Right. So a great collector of Lucien's paintings. He was very interested in Yeats, so Lucien would keep an eye out, and every time he saw a great Yeats that he thought you really should grab this, you know, either at auction or in a gallery and an exhibition, he would let the collector know, and they pulled together a rather nice collection of Yeats chosen by Lucien.
In fact, one of those paintings was People in the Street, which is the painting that we're looking at now, the Jack B. Yeats painting from 1936. I know it's hard for you to mind read in this respect, but if you look at this painting of Yeats's, what do you think might be the qualities in it that Freud would lead Lucien Freud to choose it as a potential for a collector?
Well, I think it's just a very great painting. It immediately gives you the sort of sense of life in Dublin, in the sort of city, how people engage with each other, you know, walking down the street. And it's, I mean, this is pre-war. You know, Lucien would be a young man just coming into England. He came into England in 1933. You know, it gives you a sense of life, urban life.
Let's move up, actually, to the second floor now in the exhibition, because there's a real Irish connection there, both in subject and in treatment, I think. So we'll go up there and have a look at a final selection of paintings featuring both artists.
Yeah.
So we've moved upstairs now, David, and we're standing in front of a painting called Girl with Beret, 1951-1952. This is one of Freud's paintings, and it's one of five by Lucien Freud that hasn't been exhibited in Ireland before. She's an Irish woman.
Very, and very, very beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah, she's an actress, seemingly.
Yes, and would have been a girlfriend of Lucien's. I think through all Lucien's life, I mean, this is quite an early painting for Lucien's, but all his life he very much painted Celtic folk. Mm. And it's the fair skin. He really liked the colour of very light skin, you know, and it helps because you can see all the blemishes within, you know, and the sort of veins that come through. But she's very, very delicately painted. It was when he was using very fine brushes and spent a great, great amount of time just soaking up her personality. And I think the great thing with Lucien's portraits are that he somehow disappears in a sense, and everything goes into her portrait, and she comes to life. And that's the great thing, I think, about his portraiture.
Yeah, and as you say, fine brushes very much to the fore in that painting. But if we walk through to this room, which is right beside us, again, up on the same floor, mostly male portraits in here, but we've got a very different brush style, and it's the big man, another a subject of Lucien Freud's for, you know, on several occasions.
It's partly down again to these very particular individuals, and you know, Lucien only painted people that really meant something to him, and he was very, very close to the big man. And in this room we have the big man and his two sons, so there are four portraits in total of this family. And the brush strokes are, you know, these are later paintings, and he changed his brushes. So these are now, in a sense, more robust, and there is more paint on the surface of the canvases. And in a way, yes, they're not expressionistic, but they physically have more paint on them. But I loved in this room that we then have two Yeats paintings. And it's so lovely that in that, I can't remember the title, but there's four men just standing there doing their daily, you know.
Well, they're under the shadow of Knocknarea, which is in the painting's title, Knocknarea and the Flowing Tide, and Yeats's beloved Sligo, that mountain being down there. But even in the faces there, you can see that almost, you know, it's like a much smaller quality of the facial painting that you were talking about in the Lucian Freud's. It's
definitely made in the same country.
That's for sure.
You know, it's very exciting hanging exhibitions, and I really enjoy the way in some rooms we put just one or two paintings together, and in other rooms it's more dominant with one of the artists. And even though they paint in a very, very different way, it's the content, and it's this, in a sense, it would be impossible for Lucian to paint like Yeats, but that he would find interesting. He would want to know, how did Yeats do this, you know? But it's the subject of Yeats's paintings, you know, it covers what life's all about, I feel. And that's what I wanted to convey in this show, is that they were both searching for a truth. And that's the one thing that art does, is art has to have truth in it. And I certainly feel there's a truthfulness in Yeats, and there's a truthfulness in what Lucian does. And they're parallel rather than comparing.
David Dawson there, and he was speaking to us at the Irish Museum of Modern Art earlier today about the Freud Project, Life Above Everything, Lucian Freud and Jack B. Yeats, which runs at the Irish Museum of Art from Friday, January the 19th. It's from this Friday coming, actually, it is. It's the 29th, isn't it? There's a mistake there in that. Anyway, the new exhibition, Life Above Everything, is opening to the public this Friday, and you'll find out full details on Imma, IMMA.ie.